KMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you.
248-545 Soul. NewSkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrienne. And together, we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. My website, jeanadrienne.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I've got a ton of tools there, not the least of which would be the online version of the InnerSpeak cards that I'll be using to do clearings today. You get your membership for free if you just sign up for my newsletter. Also, there's a link to Amazon.com where you can get your hands on your very own copy of my new book, Power Tools, and when you do that and go back and input your receipt number on the homepage of my website, I will unlock for you the launch page that has lots of gifts, hundreds of dollars worth of gifts from my friends for you for buying my book. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different healing modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. Book your private session today. Jean and I also offer a double team half-hour special, which neither of us do half-hour sessions, but because you are Sky listeners, we will offer you a half hour for just $75 throughout the show. We will talk more about this and also give you a toll-free number you can call to set that up. So listen to the show today. It looks like we're going to be doing more New Year's readings and healings, so give us a call now. You can call in at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback. If you come in on instant feedback, could you just make sure that you let us know really clearly what it is that you're looking for? And, just don't just ask for, you know, what's going to happen to you for this year. Just be specific as to an area that you would like it to assist you. And hopefully we will get an opportunity to answer them all. But do call in now because we do tend to get very, very busy. And it always ends up that we get everybody coming in at the very end and then we can't help everybody. So, perfect.
You know, and before we get started on the New Year's resolutions, I want to share a power tool that I just received yesterday. You know, that's the name of my new book, and so now I'm focused on finding power tools all over the place in everyday reality, right? And I was chatting with Lori before the show started about this book I'm reading right now, which is called The Magician's Way. She's read it as well, and we were chatting about how much we liked the book and the author. It was the source of a new power tool that I want to share with everybody. And this one's not in my book because it just happened yesterday. But the power tool is the telescope. And this is, you know, a great way to bring in the things that you desire for the new year. You know how when you look through a telescope, it makes something that's very, very far away appear to be right there in your face so that you can see it clearly? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the telescope can do for you, and you can use that for your power tool. If you decide what you want to create in your life in the new year and put your telescope on it so that you're focused on whatever it is you're desiring to create, then when you look through the telescope, you actually bring it into the now moment so that you can manifest it much more quickly. Isn't that cool, huh?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I just put that telescope on getting callers, and we have our first caller.
We do. Why don't we start with Suzanne from New York?
Oh, hi,
Suzanne.
Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Sorry, I've been having some confusion around an issue to kind of go forward and either buy or rent a new apartment.
Okay.
And I keep going back and forth on, like, maybe buying and then maybe renting and what will ultimately be better for me my future.
Right.
And I was wondering if maybe you had any kind of feelings around that or the future, you know, in terms of where I might be living in 2013.
Okay. Are you planning on leaving New York? You're not, though, right? You're just wondering.
No, not right now, no.
Okay. Well, okay. It looks like...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think it's just been... I've been kind of transitioning out as well in my personal life, just with relationships, so it's been kind of hard to make a decision.
Right.
But now I kind of feel as though I'm ready to move forward independent of where I am in my relationship. So,
good.
Sorry, I was just giving you a little more context, I guess, for it.
Yeah, no, that's good. I would say that that's a positive move for you. I think that that's, you know, it's not that you aren't going to be in another relationship or that, you know, whatever happens in the relationship, that's not the issue. The issue is, you know, you building your independence. And if you, I say, if you have the opportunity to buy, buy, because you, we never run out of real estate, right? You can, if you own something, then you can rent it out. I would say if you have the opportunity and that comes up and it's, you know, good for you, then do it. And then, you know, let everything fall in place as it will. It looks like, you know, you've been working really hard. You've kind of got all the different areas. Just make sure that it fits in with every different area of your life so that it's not, you know, too far away from your work or, you know, it doesn't take you too far away. Just make sure it fits in with everything. But if you're worried about a relationship, I mean, like I said, you can always rent that out and then you'll have income. Just move out, move into a different space so that you're not dependent really on what happens in a relationship and just create your own independence, create your own, you know, sort of space of where you feel is home and then allow it to flow from there. Because, once you open yourself up to maybe taking more charge of things that different areas in your life, everything else will start to open up for you as well. When you put things on hold and you keep them on hold, then that's kind of when everything sort of feels sluggish. So just allow everything to fall into place. And be aware of offers that come to you. Be aware of new opportunities and new things that are coming to you because there are some things coming to you, but some, it looks like there's some that you may not acknowledge as something you necessarily want, but I'm sure Jean can assist with clearing something that may be blocking you from making these choices and moving forward. Jean?
Absolutely, and it's an ancestral block. But, you know, before I go into that, I just have to say it's interesting to me that the very first call that we got today would be based on buying or renting in New York City. I watched the funniest movie I've seen in a long time last night called Wanderlust, which is all about that. And
oh, wow.
It's Jennifer Aniston. I just highly recommend if you just want to get some good levity in your life, rent that movie. But, you know, what that told me by that popping up in my face when you came on was do not settle. If you decide to buy, make sure that you find a place that meets all of your needs before you actually, buy it. Don't just settle because it's in a good neighborhood. If it's too small. Because that's kind of what happened to this couple in the movie, you know. Mm-hmm. So do not settle on creating what you want for yourself because you're on a roll for creating a positive reality for yourself. So don't fall back into old patterns and settle. And that really brings up the clearing today. The pattern of settling for less than you deserve and putting yourself into a place of struggle actually comes from your father's mother. Is she still alive, your grandmother?
No, she's passed away a while ago.
Okay. So she's up for healing her stuff, and you're going to help her do that today, and it's also going to clear this pattern out of your own DNA. The setup that she was dealing with, the two cards that came up for setup says arranged or no love marriage, and servitude felt powerless to do anything about it. And what it did for her and this, the soul reaction card is actually where you connect into this. And I think you just cleared yourself out of that kind of a relationship. But the soul reaction was burnout, exhaustion, and weariness and a stuck belief in struggle. I have to struggle to earn love. So what I want you to do to help your grandmother is I want you to just close your eyes and find your grandmother's energy. She's right there with you. And I want you to connect heart to heart with her and ask her, Grandmother, what can I do to help you?
Okay.
And all of her thought forms that made her so tired about not being appreciated, not being loved the way she wanted to be, they're all still in your field, and they look like mirrors. And so what they do is they attract to you people, places, and situations that make you feel that way and cause you to go into a place of struggling to make everything work for you. So I want you to close your eyes and find all those mirrors that are the grandmother's thought forms and ask the angels to take them out of your body and out of your field so you don't attract that kind of stuff to you anymore. Just let all that stuff go. Good job. And finally, it's time for your grandmother to go to the light because she's been hanging around you. So I want you to, in your imagination, create a beautiful bottle for her, like the genie, I Dream of Genie bottle. And I want you to invite her to step inside the bottle, put the cork in it, and give it to Archangel Michael and let him take her to the light. Now she's free. And the blessings that you receive for having the courage to call in today and ask for help. The first blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. So whatever you decide to do will work for you. But the second blessing is even better than that. It's union and the ability to find love within yourself and from a partner and from your family and from Mother, Father, God, and the angels and all that. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing, Suzanne. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides for helping you to let go of old patterns, so that you can start creating heaven on earth for yourself.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right. So I know that there are other people that are wanting some New Year's messages and some healing. So give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or coming in on Instant Feedback, just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. Don't ask a general question. Just be clear. And ask for something that you are really wanting.
Absolutely. And, you know, the energy of 2013 has been sort of changeable, I would say. In the very beginning, it was very sweet energy. And then, I don't know about you, but last week, it was very heavy energy. And I was tired all week long. I don't know if that was solar flare activity that was causing that or what. How did you find it?
It's interesting. A lot of people have been talking about I found the entire year to be extraordinarily busy. I haven't found the sweet energy yet. But as of last week, something was changing and shifting in, again, with the energy of the planet. And almost everybody I've spoken to has had sleeping problems. They're even waking up between 3 and 5 every day since the 21st. So that was since like last Monday. But there is something that's been happening with the planet, and it has something to do with that. But yeah, I've been tired.
It was 2:30 for me last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But a lot of people aren't falling back to sleep at all. So it's
I was wide awake. I got up and I was very thirsty, and I just drank a ton of water. And then after that, I was able to go back to sleep. So I think I was dehydrated. I don't know. But, yeah, I've been doing that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But, that's what it's been for since the beginning of the year for me. So, yeah. All right. Looks like it's time for a break, and we'll be back. We do have an instant feedback, and then people can call as well to get in queue.
All right. Yeah. So when we come back from break, we're going to do more talking about New Year's and New Year's messages. We'll provide you with readings and clearings. So call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on Instant Feedback with lots of information. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
I love you.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. Today, Jean Adrian and I were talking about New Year's messages, and we're doing healings. So you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. And try and get in as quickly as possible, because it is starting to build up, and we are starting to get lots of people. So if you really have something that you want to have a burning question and would like to get it in, you can jump the queue by giving us a call. All right. So let's take our next caller. It's Elaine from Utah. Hi, Elaine.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I,
I'd like to know when you would see me and my family purchasing a house.
Okay.
And what our financial life looks like in the future.
Okay. There seems to be a lot of, what's the word? It's more like there's either the house that you're trying to buy, there's a lot of competition around, or there's a lot of anxiety around what's kind of going on within your finances. And mm-hmm. it's sort of creating, it's kind of creating, you know, things from feeling like they're moving forward. So it kind of feels like it's not really that stuck, but it's like there's too much, there's too many people that are all trying to tell you what they think is best and what you should do. And I think the two of you just need to get really, really quiet and, you know, make that decision that just by the two of you. It's like you're bringing in too many people and there's a lot of gossip and there's a lot of people that are trying to tell you what to do. And that is making the energy around it feel too tight. It's like you need to sort of set your ideal of what you would like and how you would like it and just kind of keep it between the two of you instead of letting everybody sort of play their role and come into the pot, so to speak. Mm-hmm. it shows me that, you know, you've been sort of planting the seeds of what you would like to see, and so things are going to start moving, but it feels like you're juggling everything. Like, again, like there's just too much kind of going on, and I would really recommend that just the two of you sort of sit down, decide, you know, what you can afford, where you can afford it, how you would like it, maybe not so much compromise, but just come together so that the energy isn't too spread out by too many people telling you what they think you should do and how you should do it and when you should do it, and just bring it back into the two of you and keep it kind of quiet for a little bit before you sort of let it out again. Just okay. Because there's just too many people that seem to be telling you everything and how and when and how and where, and that's what I would recommend. And I think Jean will probably be able to assist you with clearing something so that everything sort of starts to flow a little bit easier.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to clear a block that you created for yourself before you were born. But before we go there, I want to just say that what my guides are telling me is that this house is a distraction that's pulling you off the direction of building financial freedom for yourself. And I want to offer up that any house that you're looking to buy is a distraction. Okay. It's pulling you off of the first goal, the primary goal, which is financial freedom and rebuilding your finances. And so I want to offer up to you that telescope I was talking about at the beginning of the show, is that if you will begin to focus on the goal of financial freedom, then look at it through the telescope, bring it to you in the present moment, and stay focused on that. And just kind of wait a little bit on the house situation.
Okay.
I think you'll find that, you know, that'll better serve you. Now, because this is something that happened when you were in your mother's womb, you started, I think, trying to jump the gun. What do you know about her pregnancy before you were born?
Not too much. I think it was just an average pregnancy.
Okay. You don't know that she had, and you don't think she had any problems about you trying to come early, or had to do any kind of bed rest or anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay. So something happened that made you as the fetus feel powerless. That you felt maybe that there was something wrong, or you worried about it. I don't know. But what it was it was illusion. And the takeaway, what this did to your soul, was it caused your instincts to become wounded so that you don't always make the right, you know, gut choices. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what you've been dealing with in this lifetime. And it has also impacted and given you feelings of low self-esteem from that.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuck belief was, I can't have what I want. So that belief is kind of hanging around you with respect to getting your finances in order and then getting the house that you want. So let's clear this.
Okay.
All right. So I want you to look out at the edge of your field, and there is a transparent egg you have put around yourself. It's like a placenta that you brought into real life, and it needs to be dissolved because it's blocking you from getting what you want.
Okay.
So I want you to look out there, find that transparent egg, and just dissolve it.
Okay.
And the blocks are in your second chakra, in the womb area for you. I want you to put your attention on your second chakra. I want you to invite it to open and to release all the wounds that you created for yourself before you were born and all the ones that have happened to you now. The second chakra is about sex, money, and creativity. So we need to clear that bad boy out so that you can have lots of good sex, lots of money, and create exactly what you want in your life. So put your attention on your second chakra. Invite it to open, to heal itself, and to balance itself.
Okay.
And then finally, I want you to do the same thing that the last caller did when she sent her grandmother to the light. But I want you to take all of the blocks on your inflow, on receiving the amount of money that you desire in order to be able to rebuild your finances. And I want you to put all those blocks in a beautiful bottle, put a cork in it, and give it to an angel to take it away from you, because you don't need to have blocks on financial freedom for yourself.
Okay.
And you receive blessings from the angels for calling in today. The first blessing is a healing, healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing is centeredness and calmness that will enable you to see what you need to do and accomplish your purpose. And it's gratitude that owns this. So, Elaine, just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides for helping you to clear the path to financial freedom so that you
can
create.
Thank you very much. That was beautiful.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, we don't have time to go through the entire mini session, but why don't we bring our next caller, which is Melissa from New York.
Okay.
Hi, Melissa.
Ladies, how are you?
Good.
My boyfriend's from Africa, and I've been dating him for 5 months now. And I just want to know, is he married back home? I don't know if I should ask him, but I just wanted to know so I don't get my feelings hurt.
Okay. But he lives in New York?
Yeah, he lives in New York right now. He's been here for 4 years, but he has family back home in Africa.
Right.
That's his birthplace, Africa, where he was lived and raised.
Right. Okay. Well, usually when someone asks a question like that, there's usually a reason why. Now, I'm going to say, because nothing I see actually suggests that that's the case, that this is part of your fear, that you're worried, and it's something to do with how you were brought up in your childhood. So I'm going to say that there's something around infidelity in your parents' relationship and relationships that you've sort of created in the past. I'm actually not getting that from this person right now, but because you have that concern and because that's a question that comes up, it's something that you do have to deal with and look at within yourself, because it will impact the relationship, because trust is a huge factor in any relationship. But I'm actually getting that this is a really positive relationship for you, that there's some really positive things that will come out of it, and that, you know, there's lots of opportunities for this relationship to become a better relationship. So I'm going to say, we don't have a lot of time, we're going to have to go to break and then Jean can do the clearing, but I'm going to say that the main thing that you need to look at is why you feel, like, what is it, the jealousy aspect, the concern that you have that he's, you know, married. Look at all those fears that you're holding in within yourself, and Jean should be able to assist you when we get back from break to clearing some of that up. But that's what's going to that's what's going to interfere with this relationship, and it's part of your own issues around relationships and fidelity in relationships. So, okay?
Okay.
Yep. And we've got to go to break.
I do.
So you're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter so I can send you a free subscription to these InnerSpeak cards online so that you can do clearings for yourself. And after the break, we'll be doing more messages and clearings. So call in now, 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685. And we'll be right back. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
To me, tie me up again. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, heartbeat again. Sweet like candy to my soul. Sweet you rock and sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. Oh, when you come crash into me, and I come into you, and I come into you.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
You're listening to Voices of Soul. Today, Jean and I were talking about New Year's messages. We're offering healings. We've got a whole lot of people right now that have left instant feedbacks. So we do have a couple callers. If you want to jump the queue, you have to give us a call. Call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com and myself, Lori Houston, at intuitivesoul.com. if you want to take advantage of our half-hour special, if you don't get an opportunity to talk to us, you want to know what's going on with the new with this new year 2013, you can connect with us either on our websites or when we come back from our next break, I'll give you a toll-free number. And take advantage of our special. It's only for Sky listeners. It's a half hour for only $75. All right. So right before break, we were talking with Melissa. And I think it's Jean, you're up.
Okay. Yeah. So, Melissa, this is actually birth trauma from you. And so here you are trying to give birth to a new relationship, and it's bringing up all the stuff that happened around your birth. So what was going on between your parents? Because Lori was right on with that. What was going on between your parents?
He was a cheater.
Okay, yeah. So the setup cards on this say that your mother was either forced into or out of her marriage, and it was a no-love marriage. It was, looked like an arranged marriage. And in order to protect yourself at the moment of birth, you closed your heart, so your heart couldn't be broken anymore. But you came away with it with a belief that you're broken. And that's why you had to close down your heart, because it was broken when you realized, oh, my God, this is not what I thought it was going to be. So let's clear this so that you can not sabotage this relationship, because I agree with Lori. This one feels really good. But you got the ability to manifest what you think about. You know, where you put your focus is what you create in your life. So let's take that transparent egg that surrounds your heart off, because that will help you to open your heart. I want you to put your attention on your heart center, and I want you to see that you've created a huge wall around your heart, and I want you just to dissolve it, because you can. You created it. You can let it go. And I want you now to go back and find the little baby you, and I want you to help her to forgive her father for not being present with your mother, and forgive your mother for putting up with it, and forgive yourself, because at some level you believe you created that you took responsibility for it, and it had nothing to do with you other than it was part of your life lesson. So forgive yourself, and then I want you to find all the areas of old stuck energy inside your body and out in your field that relate to all those thought forms of I'm broken, I'm not good enough, if I was only better, they would love me, this wouldn't have happened. Get rid of all those thoughts. Just ask the angels to take them out of your field and take them into the light. And you, my dear, receive some blessings for actually having the courage to face this and let it go. So the first blessing that you receive is courage to follow your heart. And the second blessing you receive is a healing from your awakened inner. But your angels want me to give you one more. And the final blessing today is synchronistic flow and good fortune. So let's just create what you want in this relationship and not what you don't want. Stay focused on the power, focused on the positive, and focused on the love. And thank you for contacting
us. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome. Good luck. Let us know what happens. Okay, so let's take our next caller. Boy, it's been a busy day. Started what? Did we get 5 minutes of talk in there?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Just
we did.
Barely.
All right, our next caller is Christine from Kentucky.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Good.
So in the last 2 years, I've done a lot of clearing with things that haven't worked for me and addressing people that have hurt me and trying to do all of that. And there's one area I'm really stuck in is, of course, my personal romance, love, relationship area. And there's one gentleman I've been in contact with since 2009. He's from my high school. I'm 42 as of yesterday. And he's not stepped forward at all since the time he has found me online since 2009. So I don't know what to do there. I'm kind of at a loss because everything else is kind of going really great for me. So this is kind of weighing on me.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is there was potential around this relationship, and so I think that's why you've been sort of holding on to it. Whatever's going on in his life, whatever's going on in your life, it's time for you to move forward. So I realize that there's disappointment around this, but I would not hold your breath with this guy. And it's not that he may not step up to the plate at some point, but right now he's just in a different place and he's doing different things. And I just, with you moving forward and making all of this change that you've been doing, I would definitely just keep moving forward and just don't let this guy sort of hold you back. Don't give him your power. You know, you decide what you want and how you want it and, you know, move forward in this as well. You know, get yourself out there, maybe some online dating or some, you know, going out to groups that are, you know, centered around hobbies that you really enjoy. Just get yourself out there and, you know, start sort of celebrating and living life. There is definitely, if this is not the guy, there is definitely somebody else that's around and very close actually to you. So, you know, just move forward with this. Don't hold on and wait, because that's just keeping you from, you know, achieving all that you want to achieve. So I'm sure Jean can assist you with clearing something that you need to clear.
Okay.
Yeah, sweetie. What happened when you were 3 years old that felt like a betrayal, felt like you got lied to? Maybe your parents were having some issues around infidelity in their marriage. What do you know about life when you were 3 years old?
I learned in the last 2 years, it just came to the surface. My father molested me when I was three, and
ooh,
I did address
okay.
my father with that. I have addressed him already with that. So I
yeah.
let it come.
That's a huge betrayal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, wow. What that did to you is it's put your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system out of balance with each other, which means you can't create what you want in your life, especially as it relates to love and relationship. So there's a piece of that that hasn't been healed. I know you've been working on it, but there's still a piece of lack of forgiveness you're holding on to there. And the stuck belief around this is I can't have what I want. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to go find your three-year-old self. Go back and look at that beautiful little child. And I want you to help her to forgive. You're forgiving him in your head, you know, as an adult. But the little three-year-old girl whose heart was wounded, she hasn't forgiven him. So help her to forgive her dad. Help her to forgive her mom for not protecting her. And help her to forgive herself because she feels like she caused this to happen. Okay, and you've got thought forms that relate to that molestation and the fear around it and the judgment. And these things look like mirrors, and they're broken mirrors, baby. There's a big one in your heart. There's another one in your back, like near the left kidney. I want you to find all of these shards of mirrors that are sticking into your body and sticking into your field that make you look like a pincushion. And I want you to ask the angels to pull all these mirrors out of your body and out of your field so that you don't keep manifesting this, not being able to have what you want in your life. And then the last thing I need you to do is I want you to pretend like you're being covered by a big piece of paper and allow your little three-year-old self to write you a message on that piece of paper. And when she's done writing, it'll be easy to read because it's in big block letters. Read what she's telling you. You don't have to read it out loud unless you want to, but we'd love it if you do want to. It's up to you. The message is for you, though, baby.
Well, I'm pretty open, so I don't mind sharing.
Okay.
But what I get is that I'm always loved, I'm perfect, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're free. She says, I'm free. She's finally free. And you receive blessings for doing this work on the air. That takes guts, sweetie. The first blessing you receive is release from overwhelm. And the second blessing is a healing from your awakened inner. And it's gratitude that owns it. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And we thank you for having the courage to face this and to let this heal. Because you know what? there are five other people who are listening to the show right now who were molested when they were children, and they got the same healing that you just got. So thank you for bringing it to the surface.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And it is time for us to go to break again, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our last break for today. I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that Lori and I are doing today and you want to look at it in more depth, you know, we have a special offer, and when we come back from break, Lori will give you the phone number so that you can call and get both of us for half hour together for only $75. It's a really good deal, and that way it's really a lot more personal, and we can get a lot deeper into it with you. And when we come back from break, we've got a full slate of instant messages. I don't know if we have any callers on the line right now. Okay. Yeah, so we probably are not going to be able to take any more callers, but we will be doing more readings and clearings. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori, and we'll be right back on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul, which is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Gene Adrian can be found at GeneAdrian.com and myself, Lori Houston, at IntuitiveSoul.com. The toll-free number that we have been talking about all the hour is 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685, and you can call that, and we can set up a half-hour session with both Gene and I, and it's only $75, and that's a great deal, and it's a perfect time to do it at the beginning of the year, so take advantage of that now. All right, we have a lot of instant feedbacks I don't believe we're going to be able to get to, but we do have another caller, and it's Lisa from Connecticut. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And so, could you mention that number again, because I want to write it down after the call. But I was calling two things. I'm looking at another opportunity. I'm in insurance, but come October I'll be going to take a class in master's in California in spiritual psychology. So I really am desiring to move from Connecticut. I just want to get your thoughts on this position for leverage to moving out of Connecticut, and what do you see in terms of opportunities around that?
Okay. I see a lot of celebration, but there is some sticky points around this, and I don't know if it's kind of moving into a completely new area that you don't have, you're not really ready to build a new clientele in yet. And then you're also moving from one state to another state. And so it feels like there's a potential to have some disappointment around all the different changes that are going on. I feel that, you know, it says have trust, have faith, go for it. And there's going to be a lot of choices to make. Personally, I would say, if you can do a transfer with what you're doing and transfer yourself over there, or stay in and maybe do it part-time in insurance when you move, just to sort of keep your a backing for yourself so that you're not completely going into something completely new without any support and network to build from. That's what I would say. But I do see that, you know, everything looks really positive around this. Just be careful when you look at the fear aspect, and, you know, make the choices out of a place of love and not from a place of fear. So not from, you know, I don't really like my job anymore and I want something new. Do it from a place of I'm really excited about these new opportunities. But just be, you know, be practical as well, because it's tough to make a huge change without having a support. And the fact that you're moving states as well and they're not really close together, it just feels like you need to have more of a support base before you make a huge shift like that. That's my advice. I'm sure Jean would have something that she would like to say to help clear whatever it is that may be sort of keeping this a little sticky.
Yeah, and I will tell you that this goes back to something that happened when you were 4 years old. Did you guys move when you were 4 years old? Or did somebody you really cared about moved away from you? Because this whole talk about move has your whole inner self, your little inner child is just in an uproar about it.
Not when I was four, but we always had to live in a multifamily home where people have, where three families can live in the house at the same time, where people have moved, you know, out of our home, cousins, aunts, things like that.
Okay, so maybe that's what it is, that somebody left. The card itself says child or loved one taken away. And then the other card says stuck walking the wrong path. So,
wow.
Yeah. And then what this did to your soul was it made you feel all alone. It says your soul feels alienated and alone and left you with a stuck belief of, I don't deserve. You know, so that's kind of impacting your ability then to create from a place of positive excitement and love, and rather from those old feelings from back when you were 4 years old, where you didn't have any choice about it, you know, and it was just kind of thrust upon you. So let's clear that so that you can make the choices in a healthy manner. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to ask that your vibration and your consciousness be raised up as high as is humanly possible for you. Let's lift you out of the doubt and fear place. And then I want you to find your four-year-old self, and I want you to help her to forgive whoever it was that took away somebody that she loved, and forgive herself because she thinks it's all her fault. And then I want you to remove all of the thought forms from your four-year-old self that you're still carrying now. They look like mirrors. Ask the angels to take all these mirrors out of your body and out of your field. Good job. And the blessings that you receive are the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And the final blessing is courage. Courage to follow your heart's command so that you can do it from excitement and passion rather than fear. So it's gratitude that owns it. So just take a moment and give thanks. And we thank you for calling. And Lori, you want to give that number out again?
Sure. It is 855-444-SOUL. So 855-444-7685.
Perfect. And wow, I think we've hit the end of the day. I don't think we're going to have time to do any of the instant feedbacks, are we?
No, I'm afraid we are not. So people that want to take advantage of our special, maybe you can call in the toll-free number that's connected to my website, and we can help you with those.
Check that number you just gave out, because I think Cassandra says it wasn't the right number.
Well, it's not the right number for Sky, but it is the right number for me.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Excellent. All right. Well, I think we've got a wrap on the show for today. I want to thank everybody for joining with us, listening in and calling in, and the instant feedback people. And we're really sorry we didn't have time to get with you. So call us next time. It's been a great show, and we love you. We look forward to working with you again next time. So this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. And you're on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll catch you next time. Thanks.